Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary's one of our top financial thinkers and economic thinkers. He's the author of a bunch of books, including Look Up America, one of my favorites. Also, Faithful Finances 101. But his book about Sir John Templeton's wisdom, Words of Wisdom from Sir John Templeton, is awesome. And he's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be with you, Jim.
Gary and I have been hanging out with each other, folks, for over 22 years, and we've both tried to keep each other from running off the rails over the years, and I think maybe he's having a little more luck than I am now that he's semi-retired. I think he may be going off the rails a little bit here, Gary. I know you've got the dollar on your mind, and I'm worried about it, too, because it's devaluing. And I've been saying for a long time, Gary, that the dollar is the most important lever that America has for maintaining our strength and doing good. Not our weapons, not our aircraft carriers, but the dollar is the best lever for America. What do you think?
Oh, there's no question about it, Jim. And it amazes me after 40 years on Wall Street is how so very few people appreciate what it means for the U.S. dollar to be the reserve currency, we call it, of the world. Mm-hmm. It's just the most powerful economic advantage we have, probably.
If you go to any third world, some second world, and maybe even a few first world countries, and you kicked open the door of the treasury, you won't find their currency in there in the majority. You'll find U.S. dollars sitting in there. Right, Gary?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the dollar has been stronger than new rope for years. Now it's being assaulted. What do you think's the cause? And then we'll talk about what the effect will be.
Well, the way I look at the value of the dollar, Jim, is as the country's credit rating. When things are really good, okay, our credit rating tends to rise versus that of, let's say, your credit rating versus that of your neighbor. Mm-hmm. The value of the dollar goes up, which means it will buy more all the way around the world. Mm-hmm. Then when we hit a personal recession, we know our credit rating can drop, at least temporarily. And that's what's happening now. We are printing so much money for deficit spending in Washington,
and we have been for 12 years at least.
Yeah, but it still, if you think back, like President Trump says, when he took over, when he took office back in 16, everything's been good up until the virus, in his perspective,
right.
And the dollar, I don't want anybody to panic, because the dollar was stronger than it is today, back all the way from 14 to 17, for example, at the end of Obama's administration. Mm-hmm. I know listeners probably don't want to hear that, but the economy was strong back then at the end of his 8 years. And the value of the dollar rose, and now what's happening, of course, let me give you an example. A couple months ago, one U.S. dollar would have brought 94 cents, to use the term, in Europe. Today, it will only buy 84 cents. That's mm-hmm. more than a 10%
decline. What is the dollar to the euro right now?
0.84,
okay. And now I agree with you that the dollar was stronger at the end of the Obama administration. I don't agree with you that the economy was good, because in 2014, 15, and 16, the first quarters of those years, we had negative growth in all three of those first quarters. So the economy languished for the entire period of the Obama administration. I agree that the dollar was stronger, but I certainly don't give Obama credit for that.
Well, I know you can't, Jim. But
no, I can't. I could if I wanted to. I'm a reporter too. I mean, I sit here and talk about it. But that's I agree with part of what you're saying. I don't agree with all of it. But I want to come back after the break and talk about why you think the weaker dollar, how what the impact of that's going to be, because that is the reality. Regardless of whether anybody thinks who did what in the White House, the reality right now, folks, and regardless of who's causing it, and it didn't, and all of it isn't coming out of anybody's White House, Obama or Trump, the reality is the dollar is weakening. And what does that mean? Gary will help us with that after the break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blackson. You'll stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.